Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. Should you hear an air conditioner in the background, it is a billion degrees and I apologize in advance. That's what's happening this week. And this is a single take, so I'm going to let that in there even though it kills me. Here's what I need you to know. Today has been very good and very bad, and I will explain. Today I sent an email to my Fuck Yeah Club members, and it was like the most vulnerable thing that I've expressed in public in a very, very, very long time, meaning that as I was writing it, I cried, and as I was editing it, I cried, and as I was deciding whether or not to send it, I cried, because it was the closest thing that I've made to feeling real and to feeling like, oh my God, this is so true, and it's so me. So an interesting thing happened. I sent that email, and I got like abject hatred as an email back. Not just like, you were annoying, you said too many swear words, which I didn't say any, so I guess it couldn't have been that one, but like true, just pure vitriol in like paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. And as I started to type a response, my higher self, who is often silent and it will be helpful here, just kicked in and said, this has nothing to do with you. And so I deleted the email, wished the person well, and still do, did not respond in any way, because I'm taking that hatred out of circulation, and realized this has nothing to do with me. So if you've never gotten hate mail, which I really hope that you never have, especially as someone who's sensitive to energy, it feels like someone has just washed you in a bath of hatred. And sometimes the words matter, and sometimes it doesn't matter, because energetically you can just zap people with an email and the words don't even matter. But here's what's helpful to realize, and I wrote it down before I forgot, this has nothing to do with you. So when people freak the fuck out because of an email that you sent, maybe if you were like, this costs $3 and then you charge them $300, okay, that has something to do with you. But in the vast majority of cases, with my humans, my people, who are ethical and they're doing their very best, and if anything, they hesitate to share anything at all, so you err on the side of hiding versus erring on the side of being too open, too direct, or too salesy, this has nothing to do with you. There are these binaries that people have, like, if you say this, you are bad, or if you charge this much money, you are bad, or if you offer this, then you are bad. And those judgments, as much as they feel like they are personal, have nothing to do with you. Examples of this lack of absolutes in binaries, like, more alive does not equal more money. I mean, sometimes it does. Being more alive equals more money. But sometimes when you choose to be more alive and you choose to unfold in the path of your calling or what you sense to be the great adventure that is your life and you choose to step into that, it doesn't always mean that you're going to make more money. In fact, sometimes it means you're going to make way less. But of course, sometimes being alive does mean more money because you're actually willing to do the work of marketing yourself in the world. Likewise, more money doesn't always equal more fulfillment. So I've had six-figure launches that were shit, and there's a blog post I wrote about $117.50 that I earned from issuing my poetry book into the world from pre-sales. It was the best $117.50 of my whole life. So money doesn't always equal more fulfillment, because if we're going for fulfillment, that beats it. But sometimes it does. Sometimes if you tell me that I'm going to make six figures from my poetry book instead of $117.50, if I market it diligently in the coming year or two, that would equal more fulfillment. Further, and to complicate things even more, more fulfillment doesn't always mean more work. So being productive and being fulfilled are not the same. And so if I can find a way to balance the work that I do with my downtime so that my downtime fills the well and my work time uses the resources of the well and that cycle is nice and diligent, then more fulfillment doesn't always mean more work. But of course, sometimes it does, because sometimes the thing that I want, that I've chosen, that is truly fulfilling, is also the thing that keeps me awake day and night doing it. It's sometimes the thing that requires 60 or 70 hours a freaking week, right? And it is that way because it is that way. Likewise, more joy doesn't always mean more effort. So sometimes what requires you to get really still and really calm and go play for a day at the ocean, that doesn't require a whole lot of effort, but it does mean more joy. And then, of course, sometimes more joy really does mean more effort, because it really takes effort to eat well and to go out of the house and shower. It takes way more effort to do that than to just stay home, be miserable, and curl up in bed, which I had one of those last week. This lack of absolutes absolutely freaks people out, and it has nothing to do with you. Pardon me, little kitty's being a jerk face. Did you need to come in here? Yeah. Okay. All right, little kitty's joined us for this portion of the podcast. It's one take, people. I can't help it. Okay, so this lack of absolutes, that more alive doesn't always equal more money, but sometimes it does. And more money doesn't always equal more fulfillment, but sometimes it does. And more fulfillment doesn't always mean more work, but sometimes it does. And more joy doesn't always mean more effort, but sometimes it does. That lack of binaries freaks people out. And it has nothing to do with you. It just has to do with the fact that if you live in a black and white world and you are not a black and white person, if you're like, there's infinite gray there, that's not always the case. Absolute statements are not always true. Then you realize that people are going to react to that poorly. And it has nothing to do with you. The people who tell you you can't do that, you can't sell that, or you're not doing it the way I would, that has nothing to do with you. The people that say you charge too much, or that say you should do that for free, or that say you can't offer that for those prices, which can mean like $2 for a $3,000 thing, or $3,000 for a $2 thing, it has nothing to do with you. The people that say you work too much, you don't work enough, you have to do this, it has nothing to do with you. There aren't any rules about this being a business thing. There are laws, and I'm not saying break those laws, but it's saying when it comes to simple rules, there aren't a whole lot of them, and you get to break most of them. So you got to obey the law. You got to obey the rules as you perceive them or as you've decided they are. If you decided that you're going to send an email every day for 30 days to get yourself more business, then that's a rule and respect that. But if I say you have to do that, you probably don't have to respect it at all. And of course, we're not going to spread hate in any way for any reason, no matter what, which is why hate mail gets deleted, because we take that energy out of circulation. It's done now. Just because it hasn't been done yet doesn't mean you can't do it. Just because it's been done a million times doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Your work as yours, it's yours alone, and other people's hate or their comments about how they wish they could do that someday, but they don't have the money, or they're sick, or they're tired, or how dare you, or whatever's happening. In the vast majority of cases, it has nothing to do with you. So you get to be free of it. You get to just delete it, ignore it, move on. It has nothing to do with you. That doesn't mean that you're free of personal responsibility. I totally get where this woman's coming from. She's really fucking upset that I am doing what I'm doing. Maybe that's because some part of her tried to do what I'm doing and it didn't work. Maybe that's because some part of her perceives that I'm breaking the rules, which I often am. Maybe she thinks I work too much, or I don't work enough, or I have to do this, or I can't do that, or I can't sell that, or it's not my concern. It has nothing to do with me. And so we move on. So no matter what is coming at you, whether it's a complete lack of interest because people just don't get it, that has something to do with you, but you can keep working. You can keep finding your people. But if it's anything that's in the negative realm, it has nothing to do with you. In many cases. So what's interesting about that, and I don't want to go down the wormhole of when it does have something to do with you, I'm just saying that in this case, when it's super clear, it's super direct, nothing to do with you. What happened was that on the heels of that email, and I mean literally if we look at the timestamps, it's under 2 minutes. On the heels of that was a person who was like, oh my God, I'm filling out this form from the toilet because I am so excited that I cannot even wait until I'm done being in the bathroom to talk to you. And I've never been more excited to sign up for something in my whole life. Same email, completely different reaction. So if I'm willing to go to the place where I incite people to action, where they really feel compelled to take action, it's probably going to also get to the place where it's too much for some people, and that's okay. Sometimes your marketing problem or your marketing issue or just your being afraid issue, your hiding issue, your generally not wanting to be seen, but wanting to be seen, but not wanting to be seen issue is trying to go right down the middle, like trying to appeal to everyone, trying not to piss everyone off or anyone off, trying to play by the rules, trying to stick to it. And if you're a play by the rules person, awesome. And if you're not a play by the rules, awesome. That is a very slow business suicide you're playing. So I went for broke. I went for the thing that made me just weep while I was writing it. And I sent it before I had a chance to overthink it. And it resulted in today, in the last 2 hours, one hate mail and one person who signed up for the program. And I'm going to call that one a win because it's a 6-month program. And if you're like, oh my God, what is this email? I must know about this. Okay, so it's about Steer Your Ship. And so if you're like, fuck Steer Your Ship, I'm out. It's stupid. It's dumb. I don't want to hear about this. Okay, then cool. I'm just telling you. But if you want to hear the email, I'm happy to share it with you. And then you can decide how much hate or not hate it gets. And if you have a hateful message, just save it. You don't have to send it because it has nothing to do with me. And that's okay. But here's what I wrote. Sometimes you make things because they live deep within you and you simply must. And sometimes you make things because you're trying to give what at some point you needed to get. The photographer with no images of her father who creates family portraits for others. The musician who only wants other people to feel understood without the need for words, and so he channels everything he has into making dance floors pulse with life. The comedian who makes jokes about misery and suffering and depression because without bearing that torch for others, he would creep back into alcoholism or drugs or despair. Often, so often, we give what we needed to get. It's only recently that I realized I'm giving what I needed to get a few years ago when I wanted a true, honest-to-God, not just Facebook community about as much as I wanted to breathe, and when I felt crushed by the profound loneliness of owning a business while working from home. I wanted someone to hear me and say, I know. I know you can't do it the way everyone else says you should. I know how hard your heart pounds against your chest and begs to be felt. I know how much it hurts to be alive, just to be breathing some days. I know. I wanted someone to answer my questions about the next step without just doing quick math and saying I should do the most profitable thing. I wanted someone to tell me I wasn't broken. I wanted someone to tell me that losing weight wasn't the answer. I wanted someone to hold me accountable for doing what I said I was going to do. I wanted someone to look me in the eyes and love me as I was in that moment, without mentioning my potential or my future or my past accomplishments. I wanted someone to listen deeply and ask profound questions without any vested interest in my answers. I wanted someone to help me see myself. I wanted to be heard. I wanted to be heard. I wanted to be heard. I was screaming inside and terrified, and all I wanted was someone to come and sit beside me and hold me while I cried. Some other human to look me in the eye and understand without running from it or shrinking it or trying to make it fit into a more comfortable box of some kind. I needed someone to feel with me and sit in the murk with me and face the truth there with me too. I needed someone to rub my back and whisper, "It's okay," in the way of mothers holding newborns with nothing but love. I needed to be held just then. And that is why I created Steer Your Ship. Yes, Steer Your Ship includes 6 months of working with me. And yes, there are coaching calls and 2 live retreats and swimming with otters and profound realizations and quite often doubled to tripled income. But those included things are very, very small when compared with the real things you get. You get a sense of yourself again. We will find you wherever you went missing. You get to put down all the masks and walls you carry and show yourself to someone who won't judge you or make you feel less than or push you in any direction except the one you find most interesting. You get someone who understands about shutting down and then coming to life again. Hell, you get someone who understands. Period. It would be my honor and my delight to help you sort through the tangled threads of your own life, to see you fully, and to give you what I so needed to get. Steer Your Ship registration closes with the rest of Brand Camp on September 9th, so nab your spot now. But it's expensive, Kristen, and this is still the email. I'm still just reading the email. Here's what I can tell you from having spent tens of thousands of dollars on coaches of all kinds over the last 5 years. It costs more to stay where you are. To stay stuck or lonely, confused, or telling yourself you'll figure it out on your own costs not only dollars in lost revenue, but years. You say you'll work on that or do that or figure that shit out next month and next month and next month until you find yourself hiding, stuck, exactly where you were years ago. Growth takes other humans. As much as I don't like to admit that, as part hermit, part empath, part highly sensitive person, and supremely shy introvert, growth takes other humans. You need people to see you so they can reflect yourself back to you in an honest and loving way. I'm happy to be that human mirror and to help you find wild and lovely, deeply surprising, and ultimately delightful new ways of being in the world. So yes, it's not cheap. I don't quibble there. But on the other side of making that investment, you'll have seen more of yourself than ever before, and you'll have grown in ways you can't possibly anticipate right now, and you'll get to know the joy that comes from being fully you in the world. No more hiding, no more wishing things would just get easier without your putting in any effort to be seen, no more reading and consuming endless information without actually putting any of it into practice. Growth comes from having someone hold your feet to the fire, and from that someone, doing it with love and joy and in the spirit of watching you unfurl in whichever direction you choose. Often, the growth others experience with me is financial. Like, oh hey, I doubled my income, I quit my day job, hooray. But it's so much more important to me that you experience the utterly terrifying soul growth that means you're being fully you in the world. Because that, my friend, has no price tag, can't be taken away from you, and leads to roads you can't even glimpse from where you are, let alone imagine. But they're gorgeous, and they've been waiting far too long for your footsteps already. I can't wait to walk those roads with you, friend. All my love, Kristen. That's it. That's the email. So, that made me weep as I was writing it, and I got a little bit choked up while I was telling you. And so that was not a middle road, and so it wasn't responded to with a middle road. I got like a one for one, like a one in and one, you know, it was bad. It was very, very bad. And that's okay. I will take that every time. So if you're like, I just can't say that. I just can't do that. I just can't put that out there. If it has a purpose, if it's a story you're telling for a reason, if it's because there's some part of you that needs to make this, then that same part of you that needs to make this needs to market it. And that marketing is going to have to be something that is not straight down the middle. Because straight down the middle is really easy to ignore. It's going to have to cause a reaction of some kind. And on one side of that, you get this beautiful human blossoming. And on the other side of that, it has nothing to do with you. So I'm here and I just wanted to report back on all of that. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to hang, brandcampblog.com/SYS is Steer Your Ship. The grand finale is still in progress at brandcampfinale.kristenkelp.com. That is where absolutely everything that I've made, all the programs I've made in the last 7 years are available for $247 through September 9th. Registration for Steer Your Ship closes on September 9th. Registration for any and everything you can imagine, it all goes down on September 9th. So be sure and check everything out before then. And if you'd like, shoot me an email, brandcamponline@gmail.com. May you know the grace required to feel when it has nothing to do with you. May you take all the energy that comes at you that is nothing but love. May you take it out of circulation. May you find a way. And may you, just for today, not have that be a concern at all. And may people respond to you, to your message, and to your work with only kindness. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next week.